What about the patient with HER2 positive disease in the metastatic setting, both ER positive and ER negative? First, maybe we can start out with ER positive. We had the tandem trial data mm-hmm. that's been presented over the last year looking at combination of trastuzumab and hormonal therapy. I think it was an AI in that situation. How do you approach the ER positive, HER2 positive patient in the metastatic setting?
I have to say I was a little disappointed in the results of that study because even though trastuzumab had a benefit with the aromatase inhibitors, response rates still were pretty low, especially in contrast to the 70% response rate we see with chemotherapy plus trastuzumab. So my inclination is usually to still go ahead and start with chemotherapy and trastuzumab. I've had so many patients with excellent responses and some with complete responses that are still doing well that I hesitate to start with the hormonal plus trastuzumab.
What about the patient who's not super sick, not, you know, visceral disease? Are there situations where sure. you'll use hormonal therapy alone? Or because a lot of people are kind of concerned that in that study, endocrine therapy alone didn't look all that great. But is that a strategy you use in those patients?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for patients with indolent disease, bone-only disease, older patients, even patients with low-volume visceral metastasis, yes, I definitely will start with hormonal therapy.
What about the choice of hormonal therapy in the metastatic setting, specifically in postmenopausal patients? We have more and more people now who are going to be relapsing and are relapsing after having received an aromatase inhibitor. How do you approach the decision about the next hormonal therapy in those patients?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, for my patients that have had adjuvant aromatase inhibitors, I typically would go back and start with tamoxifen rather than reintroduce a drug they've already had or even the same class of drug.
What do we know about responses to tamoxifen after AIs and how that might compare to, for example, fulvestrant or exemestane?
Not much, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Because that's why people say that, and I'm like, well, what do we know about it? I guess it's interesting to think about what the impact would be of tamoxifen after an aromatase inhibitor, particularly if somebody actually relapses while they're on an aromatase inhibitor. You know, you have this whole thing of the cells being reconditioned or whatever, and I guess we'll see that in the big study because in the adjuvant setting, they're actually going to look at that.